Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wounded in a shooting at a house party, and at least three people were killed and three others wounded in a shooting outside a bar in Youngstown, Ohio.
That is correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. A top U.S. military commander says the United States, as it scales back its military presence across the Middle East to focus on China and Russia, is risking giving those two countries a chance to fill the gap and expand their influence around the Gulf. Marine Corps General Frank McKenzie has been traveling through the Middle East, fielding a persistent question. People, he said, want to know if the U.S. is still committed to the Middle East. Also, at townhall.com, tragedy, striking a cross-country marathon race in China.
Almost two dozen people running a mountain marathon cross-country race have died in northwestern China after hail, freezing rain, and gale winds hit the high-altitude track. Early Sunday, rescuers found 21 dead, including the last of the five missing, following an all-night search that involved more than 700 personnel.
Correspondent Patrick Foss reporting that story. The man on federal death row for the murder of nine members of a black South Carolina congregation, making his appellate argument that his conviction and death sentence should be overturned. Oral arguments in the case of Dylan Roof scheduled now for Tuesday before a three-judge panel of the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Homeowners were given the opportunity to pause their mortgage because of the financial ravages of the pandemic, but that relief is slowly coming to an end. Correspondent Rich Thomason reports.
About 3 million people are behind on their mortgage, the most at any time since the Great Recession. Roughly 2 million are in forbearance plans, providing a reprieve of a year or more from making payments. Some are beginning to exit those arrangements, and experts expect the pace to pick up soon, with as many as 1.7 million borrowers exiting in September. Regulators are warning mortgage servicers to be prepared for the onslaught. Rich Thomason reporting.
Well, the man who organized and led that 2016 ranch standoff in Oregon is now running for governor of Idaho. Amon Bundy filed his paperwork as a Republican this past week. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Commencement address at West Point, well, it was the Secretary of Defense doing the honors.
Lloyd Austin told the U.S. Military Academy cadets Saturday they were graduating during exceptionally tough circumstances, but West Point prepared them to face extraordinary threats from pandemics to terrorism. Austin spoke to about 1,000 cadets becoming Army second lieutenants in a ceremony held at West Point's football stadium. Austin is a 1975 graduate of the Academy.
And that is correspondent Rhonda Rockster reporting. Officials and survivors say the volcanic eruption in Congo and the ensuing chaos, killing at least 15 people, more than 500 homes have been destroyed. United Nations says the eruption of Mount Nyiragongo, sending 5,000 people in the city of Goma fleeing across the nearby border into Rwanda. Another 25,000 sought refuge to the northwest. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events, showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The establishment got so scared was that Dr. Rima Lebo is a top medical doctor, and she was also the wife of General Stubblebine, the former head of U.S. Special Forces in the Army, who treated heads of states, of major governments, and royalty in Europe. And they told her, as their medical doctor, the plan to depopulate in the Great Culling with the WTO, the UN, doing it through the vaccines, how they would claim there wasn't enough vaccines, so they would then add dangerous chemicals to them to make them more powerful, which is what they've all done now. So here is the censored report. We're going to post the full show at band.video, but here is 4 minutes and 15 seconds of myself and Dr. Lebo laying it all out 12 years ago. How could we do that? We didn't just make this up and it magically all happened the way we said. No, she had the sources. And I had also done major research on government documents like State Department Memorandum 200 from Henry Kissinger that also laid out plans for depopulation. So here is the video that has the globalists so scared because it exposed the Great Reset 11 plus years before they launched it.
There's an entire agenda afoot to force the population to undergo different type of medical treatments, namely vaccines. We're seeing a medical tyranny being set up, not just in the United States, but worldwide under the UN and the World Health Organization.
Who's behind all this?
The Bilderberg Group. They want a planetary dictatorship so they can carry out their forced depopulation agenda. And they want to do it through the medical system. And that's why vaccines are so important. We know that many of these vaccines turn out to have serious adverse reactions. And this is being done by design. They kill you slowly over time. That's why they're called soft kill. And I've got an insider I think you should really talk to, Dr. Rima Lebo. But she doesn't live inside the United States because she's so concerned about all the police state developments that are taking place.
As soon as you and I finish, I'm leaving the country again. Why? Because in a very short time, not today, not tomorrow, but very soon, we'll be facing compulsory vaccination under the mistaken term of voluntary vaccination. Well, first of all, let's start with the fact that the World Health Organization has decided that we have 90% too many people. The World Health Organization has been working since 1974 on vaccines to create permanent sterility. This process has already been ongoing. To make matters worse, we know that the vaccines that were illegally approved by the FDA contain a substance called squalene.
Squalene. An organic compound used in vaccines to stimulate the immune system and increase the response.
If I inject you with squalene, your immune system will attack the squalene, but then it starts attacking all of the parts of your body. What does that look like when you meet a person to whom that is happening? It looks like Gulf War syndrome. It looks like every joint in the body swollen and intolerably painful and immobilized.
This is in these shots they're going to give us?
It's in some of them, but the U.S. government has a trick up their sleeve. They will induce a pandemic using the nasal mist vaccine, which is a live attenuated virus. That means that if I take it, I can infect you. You're going to get the flu. Everybody around us is going to get the flu. Then the United States government, based on their statements that they've already made, will say, oh my, we have a pandemic. Oh my goodness, we don't have enough doses. So we'll admix squalene at the 90,000 injection stations that the Department of Health and Human Services announced that they will ship the vaccines to.
People lining up, sometimes by the hundreds, for an H1N1 flu shot.
What that means is a holocaust, a genocidal holocaust. Men and women will sicken and die, and those who survive will be infertile. Let me tell you a story. In 2003, I had a patient in my drug-free medical practice who was a head of state. And one day she said, you know, it's almost time for the great culling to begin.
The what?
That's what I said. The what? She said the great culling, C-U-L-L-I-N-G, when you thin the herd. I said, what are you talking about? She said, it's almost time for the useless eaters to be culled. And she said, those are the people who are consuming our non-renewable natural resources. I said, who are the people who make this decision? She said, we, the aristocrats.
That report is at band.video. Censor 2009 report featured indie whistleblower leaking plans for staged viral release triggering UN takeover / depopulation. It's got 432,000 views. Needs about 100 million views. We're going to save this planet, expose this operation. But that is something from the memory hole where I was on Jesse Ventura's television program. And that was one of two episodes out of three seasons that they deleted and did not re-air. Of course, those two episodes were the highest rated episodes. The police state had even more than the depopulation episode. And they even talked about congressional hearings about it, how we needed censorship because of what I and Dr. Labo had said. Of course, everything she just talked about, you've heard Dr. Francis Boyle on about. He got Congress to stop forcibly injecting the troops with experimental anthrax shot that had squalene in it that was causing Gulf War syndrome. That's mainstream news. But 30 years ago, it was a conspiracy theory. 30 years ago, it was a conspiracy theory. Just like a year ago, they have Time Magazine, Newsweek articles, Snopes articles, NewsGuard articles, the company that Bill Gates owns, saying that I'm debunked and my guests are debunked, and that there was never any connection to the Wuhan lab origin or that the virus was manufactured, even though top scientists 16 months ago scanned it and said it's five different viruses. Well, now they're having to admit it's man-made, and Fauci now says looks like it may have come from a lab in China.
Oh, but who ran the program to weaponize COVID virus, coronavirus? It was Fauci, and that's come out in Congress last week and the week before. But everybody's having a field day with USA Today fact checkers and Snopes fact checkers saying Jones is full of it a year ago, and Senator Rand Paul's full of it. Why? There's no connection to Wuhan. Why? Because, why? We sent a fact-checking team to Wuhan that spent 3 hours there, and it was run by the people that ran the Wuhan operation. They even wrote the Lancet report saying no connection. And we even have the emails where they say, cover up the fact that we wrote this. It's really incredible. So you don't know something's real until mainstream media has debunked it. As soon as you see that, you know you should look more into it. So there's so much to get into. You know, it's Dr. Lebo, medical doctor who treated royalty and has a state. You notice that she said an oil in the vaccine, squalene at the time. Now it's SM-102 and others. You can read the data safety sheet on SM-102. Now, the debunkers tell you it's good for you, just like Monsanto used to say. Oh, you can drink Roundup, but if you do, you die. But they say you can drink it. But you don't want to drink it or you'll die. You'll definitely have your kidneys fail. Be on dialysis the rest of your life. But Monsanto said it's safe. And hey, they say chemical SM-102 is good for you as well. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I have thought quite a bit about today's broadcast, and I've thought quite a bit about next week's transmissions coming up, weekday shows from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the most important thing, realization I've come to is either tomorrow or Tuesday, by Tuesday I should be able to do it. I've got to go back through the last few months of COVID news because everything they've said has been a pure lie. The WTO, the UN, Bill Gates, Fauci, the Wuhan lab. And the revelations that have come out daily have been so big that I was up here yesterday for a few hours on Saturday, and I just reviewed a couple stacks from not the week I was gone on a workcation to Florida, but the week before. I went through a few stacks from a week and a half ago, and I got really freaked out because there were at least 20 huge stories that each one should bring down Fauci and Gates and the Wuhan lab and the big pharma owners and put them in prison for the rest of their lives. And then I got home last night and spent hours researching, and there was so much breaking last night that I was like, how do you cover all this? And the answer is shut up and cover it. I do. And all the other shows we produce and the special reports we put out. But you really have to get the fact that it's massive. I mean, here's one example. The director of the Wuhan operations for Fauci and Gates is on video in 2019 admitting that they've put five viruses together from bats to produce a super vaccine. And then right as he's saying that, it's being released, all evidence shows, out of the Wuhan lab. And I remember Tucker Carlson covered that 2 weeks ago. So I only got into two stacks because they stack up going back several months, everyday shows, and then they shred it and it, you know, gets hauled off by the shredder company, but they put it in the shredder machine and truck comes and gets it. Not sure why they shred all the articles, but just every piece of paper that leaves here is shredded, so I guess those are shredded too. And imagine if I just went through, because each day stacks probably about 10 inches tall, 6 to 10 inches tall. And imagine if we just went through a month of it. My God, can you imagine a year of it? I mean, look what's out today. Fauci went on the Sunday morning shows today and said, oh, I think it probably came out of a lab. Yesterday it was, it may have come out of a lab. See how he's walking that up to the line? Because he knows he's been caught red-handed, so he knows it's coming out, and he thinks you don't have a memory. So he wants you to remember, oh, Fauci, he's the authority. He told me it came from a lab, even though I have dozens of videos. We can play them right now, if you'd like. It's preposterous to say it came from a lab. That's ridiculous. I'm not connected to the Wuhan lab. I'm not connected to gain of function. I've never heard of such a thing. We have all the videos of him. It is good to be the chairman of the gain of function committee and our studies on gain of function at more than 20 universities. including Chapel Hill. I mean, we have Trump will be challenged by a major outbreak within 2 years, guaranteed. 2017. I mean, I can play you the damn clips. You've all heard them. That's just one more. I can do the whole show on that. I've got like 20 bombshells right here today. And then Greg Reese knocked one out of the park. Because you've all heard how they would do a PCR test at 40 cycles, just the UN said to. And the inventor of the PCR test said, if you get up to 39 or 40 revolutions, you'll find uranium in a test that isn't there. Because if you just turn it up, it'll find it. It's like turning the exposure up on a camera. You can turn it all the way to 100, and it'll be in a dark room. It'll still be blown out. So, by the way, the inventor conveniently died of a super fast respiratory illness, which they do have weaponized versions of viruses that only kill you with the generation you're given. Then they mutate into a non-harmful type right after. And they just simply spray it in your ventilation systems early in the morning while you're asleep. And then you and your whole family die. It's very enjoyable to be hit by it, I'm told. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to stop right there. So that's the way this stuff goes. So they've got real stuff. And again, it mutates, has a very short half-life, but it gets in your body, replicates, kills you, and that's it. So there's lots of real stuff going on. And what they made at the lab is a five-virus chimera. So when people saw it, they get scared of it around the world and go, whoa, what is this? Well, it's only has really good gain of function, meaning it spreads really well, and it kills people that have low immunity, compromised immune systems, really, really bad pre-existing conditions, and are extremely old. And, of course, have low vitamins and minerals that are malnourished. But that's the other big bombshell today that we'll cover when we come back first. And an incredible report filed Friday night. I tend to file so many important reports on Friday night as well. You just get busy. It's the end of the week, supposedly, to get it out. It's the worst time to release something, but Greg Reese put it out on Friday night, just like I put out our big report on the doctor in 2009 that warned of them using the threat of a virus to bring in a vaccine that's actually the soft kill weapon. I already played that for you, but when we come back, we're going to play the new report that is so incredibly important. And I'm actually looking for my video list here. I think I brought that into your studio. I don't have that, so I'll need to get that video list during the break. Note to self. And it goes to the inventor of the PCR test, dying conveniently last year, or 2019, right as all this was being released, because he was going around and confronting Fauci and others and saying to them, I know you're a fraud, I know you're a scammer. Basically, he was also exposing Theranos, that Bill Gates was the main financier of, with the woman claiming they had a test that was similar to PCR that would find cancer, everything else. And then they were doing surgeries on hundreds of thousands of people. They were sucking billions of dollars out of folks with the Theranos machine that was basically a scam the same way, which they now admit's a scam, by the way. The mysterious death of Dr. Fauci's most notable critic, 729,000 views, went up Friday. It needs 100 million views, folks. Get it. Show it to everyone you know, and it will dovetail with the report I have that's on Infowars.com, an extremely important article out of Zero Hedge. Caught red-handed, CDC changes test thresholds to virtually eliminate new COVID cases among the vax. Now, wait. It's not just when Biden finally got in on January 20th. The next day he said, okay, now you do 29 revolutions or 28 revolutions. My memory is 29. He did 28, even lower, where you almost always get a false negative, even if you're positive or something. But you cycle it up because it's doubling each time, exponential, to above 38 or so, you always get a false positive. They already did that to get all the false positives. Now they've dialed it back for people that are vaccinated to 28, so they never show that the vaccine doesn't work, which is incredible. Because, of course, it can't work for something that was already a fraud. But it gets better. If you haven't been vaccinated, it's still turned up at 40 to give you false positives. I mean, just total computer-run fraud in your face. We'll be right back. It's Thursday morning, May 13th. I'm sitting in my studio getting ready to go live, and I am just cutting this bulletin to all the listeners and all the viewers so you understand how serious the situation is. Just 2 weeks ago, I predicted you'd see massive inflation explode, that they would cut off more pipelines. I said it on air more than 50 times, because America is under strategic globalist attack in an economic trade war to make sure China wins. This is World War III. And I told listeners, you need to get storable food. You need to get water filtration. Those are some of the basics you need. And we have the best storable food at the lowest prices you're going to find anywhere. Now, the sale was supposed to end yesterday, but I'm running it through the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th because so many people have requested that I extend it so people have a chance to get this great deal, 2020 prices in the year 2021. And then my Patriots going to have to go up on prices because everybody else is already, and the raw materials are skyrocketing. They have the food ready to ship right now at preparewithalex.com, 10% off.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, more massive COVID-19 news just broke during the break. Wait till you hear this. Wow.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now, if you'll remember, back in January of last year, January 28th, Dr. Boyle, Francis Boyle, who wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Law and basically wrote the U.N. World Treaty and was the top U.N. war crimes prosecutor, prosecuted a lot of people, some good, some bad. But the point is that, I mean, he's high level. Not like Brad Pitt. Ooh, it's a movie star. But, I mean, when it comes to government stuff, he's rock star. And he put a report out saying this was made in a lab. Here's the evidence. I went and checked it. He was pointing at an Indian institute and others that have gene scanning equipment that's billions of dollars. We got the same stuff here, even better. And they said this is man-made. And then I had Boyle on in early February about it. And then in March, the discoverer of HIV, he won a Nobel Prize, came out and said, I've looked at the gene scans, the RNA scans, off of the European scan, and it says what the Indians found is accurate. Well, now a major global medical foundation, the Rayer Foundation, has come out with a statement from the doctor, I'll cover it next segment, saying the vaccine is dangerous, it's not a vaccine, and it will cause spreading of deadly variants. Boom. One of the top virologists in the world says what we've been saying for a year about the spreading and about the shedding. I'm having it posted on InfoWars.com. That's what I'm telling you. The whole house of cards hasn't fallen. It's exploded. I mean, wait till I hit. They had this weekend Bloomberg, USA Today, CNN that I know of, the LA Times and a bunch of others, because they all get a talking point and they all publish basically the same article. Just suddenly everywhere, we need to make people take shots. We need to arrest them. We need to take their bank accounts. We need to take their kids. We need to not let them get on buses or trains. We need to. Remember, oh, the Snopes and the News Guard run by Bill Gates. He owns it. Said that Bill Gates, you know, that he wasn't involved in the Moderna shot, which he was, or he wasn't involved in being banned in India, which he was. Remember, they were out there saying, oh, it's just preposterous. You know, there's no shedding of any type. No one wants to ever have a thing called a vaccine passport. No one wants you to have a chip. That's even more preposterous. And all we had was their own admissions and white papers from the Carnegie Endowment, the Rockefeller Endowment, the Bill and Melinda Gates Endowment. And you're like, well, who cares about their endowments? Do you know who runs the CIA right now? The former director of the Carnegie Endowment for Peace. They have been positioning themselves for this takeover for a long, long time. And so I don't just, people keep going, how did Jones just guess they'd have a thing called a vaccine passport? I didn't guess any of it. And that's why I keep saying, stop giving me credit and understand this is a takeover. This is all written what they're going to do. And I told you, they're going to put the clamp on you a lot longer than they said. Then they'll take it off a little bit and then, boom, they're going to bring it down even harder. They've already done that in Australia and the UK and Spain and Canada. I told you 8-9 months ago, I said, here's the government document. They're going to have lockdown 2, 3, and then 4 will be permanent. They're already in lockdown 3. They've now announced lockdown 4 on the very dates the document said. But don't worry. They had a Canadian newspaper debunk the document we had. The damn document was from the UN. They just put the Labor Party, Liberal Party's header on it. And then we had speeches of their regional health department heads reading from the damn thing. Oh, my goodness. So we're going to get to that. But first, this. Caught red-handed, ladies and gentlemen. The article is on InfoWars.com. And if you care about your freedom, you better go read it. You better share it. I need your help to get out of this. You need my help. We're in deep crap. But we can beat this if we admit how much trouble we're in. And it's a detailed article out of Zero Hedge. It's up on InfoWars.com. Here it is. Caught red-handed, CDC changes test thresholds to virtually enhance new COVID cases among vax. To virtually eliminate. So caught red-handed, CDC changes test thresholds to virtually eliminate new COVID cases among the vax. And then it lays it all out, how they set the PCR test where no one will ever be positive, but they're going to keep it at the fake level for fake positives for everybody else who isn't vaccinated, and then penalize you, and then later they're going to turn it up even higher where you can never travel like Hawaii and other places and want you to take a PCR test where you can go there, well, they just turn the level up where you can't travel. Here's Greg Reese's report.
Dr. Kary Mullis was awarded the Nobel Prize for his invention of the polymerase chain reaction, the PCR. The PCR is a method of analysis and wasn't designed to test for a virus. Mullis explains why.
And with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody. It starts making you believe in the sort of Buddhist notion that everything is contained in everything else, right? I mean, because if you can amplify one single molecule up to something that you can really measure, which PCR can do, then there's just very few molecules that you don't have at least one single one of them in your body, okay? So that could be thought of as a misuse of it, just to claim that it's meaningful.
The PCR test can potentially find anything you are looking for, depending on how high you turn it up. And this is exactly what has been done. The official protocol given for the PCR testing of COVID-19 created a floodgate of false positives to skew the results. They call it asymptomatic because it's a lie. These people don't have symptoms because they don't have COVID-19. They do it today because they've done it in the past and always gotten away with it. 30 years ago, Anthony Fauci, head of the NIH, made a name for himself by pushing for higher doses of the deadly drug AZT, an old cancer chemotherapy too dangerous for approval, onto AIDS patients. Kary Mullis was hired to measure HIV in people's blood samples with his PCR. He was working under the premise that HIV was the probable cause of AIDS. But when he went looking for the proof, he found there was none. They just made it up.
What is that paper? Who do I go to for that? And I looked around, I asked a couple of virologists at that company, and they said, no, you don't have to reference. I said, I have to reference that because I don't know where that came from. How do I know that? And it turned out that nobody knew it. And I was getting really freaked about that. That's when I first started saying, they don't know. Nobody really knows. This whole thing is a big sham.
Mullis pointed out how the CDC was losing money and how the HIV-AIDS connection brought their profits back in the black, and how the men at the highest levels were all in on it. Kary Mullis knew these men were dangerous.
They don't want people like me walking up and asking them those kind of questions, and they're willing to like go to great lengths to prevent that. They're out on a limb. I wouldn't want to be there with them.
But he was still outspoken. When ABC's Nightline approached him about doing a documentary on his work, Mullis convinced them to cover the HIV debate after nearly a decade of ignoring it. In a 1994 interview with Celia Farber for Spin magazine, Kary Mullis expressed how he really wanted to expose Anthony Fauci and Robert Gallo. He said that he'd be willing to chase the little bastard from his car to his office, a Nobel Prize winner trying to ask a simple question from those who spent $22 billion and killed 100,000 people. It has to be on TV. I'm not unwilling to do something like that. Unfortunately, not many people were listening back then. And on August 7th, 2019, just about 3 months before the first utterance of COVID-19, Kary Mullis, age 74, a Nobel Prize winner, inventor of the PCR test, a man who was once willing and eager to expose Anthony Fauci, quietly died of pneumonia. The timing of it all is mysterious to many of us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The globalists comprise the oldest and richest families on earth, and they have brought down hundreds and hundreds of nations over the last 1,000 years. They have bankrupted once successful countries all across the world, and they've used the same formulas of civil unrest and civil war. And they're doing it again to the United States of America and Europe right now. Bring
bringing in giant third world populations and then brainwashing them and turning them against the country that they wanted to emigrate to because they knew it was better and had more freedom and more opportunity. Ladies and gentlemen, America is under scientific attack. And it's time now more than ever to raise the alarm and warn everyone you know about what's really happening and at the same time get prepared in case things continue to go south like they are. One of the smartest moves out there is to get high quality, storable food so that as inflation goes up, it's a way to defeat the inflation and have insurance you can eat. So we've extended the sale through this Sunday at 10% off all storable foods at preparewithalex.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, we now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are blasting out on over 200 AM and FM radio stations right now, over 100 TV and cable stations, thanks to you, and of course, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, Band.video, with millions of folks that tune in every day to the live streams and also the restreams and all the different posted videos, interviews, and special reports. Again, thank you so much for joining us. If you try to share Infowars.com or Band.video or some of our other main sites on Twitter, on Facebook, the URLs are blocked if you put them as a URL. You have to put them up as an image or as a meme. Or you can put dashes out or spell it out differently and explain you're being censored. And then people show extra interest in things that are censored and tend to check it out for themselves, and that can save them and save others if they understand what's happening, the people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, the Bible tells us. My people perish for lack of knowledge. And so since we launched Ban.video a few years ago, they began to ban the URL. And so starting back around 6 months before the election, I guess about a year ago now, they completely banned sharing Ban.video on Twitter and other platforms. So we started creating new names that are a new URL but goes to the main site and indexes all the links. So you can share links from that URL when you go to the new URL, because the last one we had, banthis.tv, did get banned last week. Well, now we have freeworldnews.tv. Freeworldnews.tv. The last one lasted for 4 months. And let's see them banned. I'm sure they will. Maybe today or tomorrow. Maybe in 6 months. I don't know. Freeworldnews.tv. We'll be able to say, hey, they banned Free World News. They're against the free world. Freeworldnews.tv. It's a great URL. In fact, I like it so much, I'm thinking I'm going to create a new website, a new news site with it. For some new special podcasts and shows we're about to launch, because that might be a better name than even InfoWars. Free World News. And so you just go to freeworldnews.com, you share all the Ban.video videos with that URL, and it gets around the censors. Because, again, we've been live for 50 minutes on this Sunday, May 23rd transmission, and we've already broken the report about Fauci coming out. We've got the video saying, oh, I think it probably came out of a lab. Or it may have come out of a lab. When he said that was preposterous and insane. When he ran the Wuhan lab program, that was the exact viruses. I mean, this is insane. And then, of course, we have the director of the program under Fauci, who got money directly from Fauci and Obama, $3.7 million, for gain of function with bat coronaviruses mixed with humans and HIV. We have that information breaking today. And now we have Bloomberg and all these other publications saying, let's have forced inoculations. Yes, and a medical ID, and arrest people that don't have it. He told you that was coming because Klaus Schwab wrote a book 5 years ago saying it was, and then gave a French TV interview on national TV where he said, you will all have a medical ID worldwide run by the UN, and after you accept that, next will be microchips under your skin. And now in Texas, the U.S. Army's out basically intimidating people into taking shots inside convenience stores. The military is fighting against taking it themselves, but there they are getting the public to take it. Oh, look, you're not against this young man in uniform. He has nothing to do with what he's injecting in you. But the news is like, blacks don't trust the vaccine because they've been experimented on before. But don't worry, it's a black nurse giving it to you, as if she is the one that cooked it up. This is all an exercise in pure evil. And then we get all the news, I have more of it today, that they've banned the five vaccines that are now authorized in the U.S. under emergency use, never tested, in hundreds of countries. The mRNA vaccines are banned in countries like India and China. That's right, they won't take it, and they're not talking about making people take shots in communist China. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, making people take injections is a 10. And then it's a Franken-shot. And they go, oh, you're just against the science. Oh, no, I know all about the science. Are you guys being caught over the years putting syphilis in vaccines, putting sterilants in vaccines. And by the way, I love all God's children, but it's a limited hangout. We're like, oh, yeah, they got caught doing it to black people. They do it to everybody. Let's get that straight. And now, the Nobel Prize winner reveals COVID vaccine is creating variants that are more dangerous than the vaccine, that are more dangerous than the virus. And he goes on to talk about antibody-dependent enhancement, where when you've had the vaccine, now when you get a regular COVID virus that are everywhere, that'll now kill you in an autoimmune response, and they're going to call that some new disease as people start dropping dead, as is already happening. And don't worry, I'll have a vaccine for that made-up crap. People go, well, then is the virus real? Yes, they cooked it up so they'd own it. And so people would see it and get scared of it. But it's a PCR test turned up to 40. It's almost all false positive. Now, if you've had the vaccine, they turn it down to 28 where you can't get a positive. And now suddenly, oh, the vaccine's 100%. It's all unadmitted fraud. A five-year-old that paid attention could figure this out. This is the science. The 2008 Nobel laureate made his explosive comments as part of a larger interview with Pierre Brancius of Hold U.S. Media earlier this month. The clip was exclusively translated for the Rare Foundation, USA, and is quite damning for the agenda-driven left-wing establishment. Vaccines are creating the variants. That's French virologist, Nobel Prize winner, Luc Montagnier, if I'm pronouncing that right. The discoverer of HIV contends that it is the vaccination that is creating the variants. That's why most of the people in the hospital now dying of COVID have been vaccinated. And that's even in the news. This is incredible. We're going to start the next hour here in a few minutes. You asked how we're able to predict all that, how we're able to know what's coming next. It's because that's all I do is research these people. I'm going to talk about their end game, what's coming next, and I'm going to stop them next hour. But here's an important report, again, from 10 years ago that's really turning a lot of heads, where I predicted the lockdowns are never going to end. And again, they're going to bring the lockdowns back. They're already in place in the rest of the world where we have some freedom in America. We've stopped following their orders, so they're taking some of them off for now. They're going to create new fear as the vaccine kills a bunch of people, claiming it's a new deadly virus. Wait for that. Here it is.
The Alex Jones Show. There is a war on for your mind.
I mean, I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful, and I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute, because I've had chills since last night. This just confirms everything else we've already researched.
By the way, people always accuse me of having somebody in my ear tell me what to say or what to do. That they don't tell me what to say or what to do. There's no teleprompter here, but I did ask the crew how to pronounce it, and it's Luc Montagnier, for the French listeners out there, insulted by me butchering his name. I just realized that I went to this late. We won't have time to play the report, so I'll play that report next hour. And the full report is Video Shocks the World, Alex Jones Predicted COVID Lockdowns in 2010. That is coming up next hour. Separately, we have been running the trifecta sale, the best deal ever on Survival Shield, X2, Deep Earth, Crystal Iodine, the good halogen, the opposite of fluoride for your pineal gland, your glands, your blood, your fertility, your brain, your immune system. It is essential for your body. Got the best iodine you're going to find out there. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. 60% off with TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, and ultimate fish oil. All three of these are close to selling out. The fish oil is going to go off sale Tuesday morning. TurboForce is going to go off sale Tuesday morning. Survival Shield X2 is going to go off sale Tuesday morning. I promise you, we have a new sale coming up. So if you've never had TurboForce, or you've never had X2, or you've never had Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade you can find, you can get all of them together for 60% off, despite the fact they're selling out, because I want you to try them and see them. Or if you already love the products, want to stock up, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we also have, at 40% off out of the gates, the new Ultimate Magnesium Fizzy Drink. Magnesium is so good for you. This has two types of magnesium. Most brands only have one. It's incredible. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, Human Rights Attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.